Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. It's been an interesting few minutes here. I couldn't get through on my phone, so I had to borrow my son's phone. So here we are. Give thanks. And let me just, since Blog Talk is working, I'm going to go ahead and bring in the Female Solution Thank You family. Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, langadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Indeed, we want to talk to you, but we want you to talk to us. And tonight, I'm going to join my brother, Neb Taharka. He's having a class tonight that I want all of you to experience, because we're talking about ancient wisdom rising tonight. And that's why we're asking the question, are you evolving or are you just cruising along like you've always done, doing the same old things and not getting into ancient wisdom? So let's bring in Becky Shea, as usual, to call in our ancestors and get this party started.
And has let us learn some people for that. From every tribe and language, people, every nation, where warriors are calling, there's a resurrection coming.
And if your time to rise and shine,
oh, wake up, you think we died. So love and justice are being healed by the peace from Yahweh, bringing us power through unity. Where warriors are calling, there's a resurrection coming.
Trouble's coming.
Yeah, wake up, you sleeping giant.
Your
I feel it.
From the center, galactic source, which is everywhere at once, may everything be known as the light of mutual love. Ayum hunabku eva maya e ma ho. Ayum hunabku eva maya e ma ho. Ayum hunabku eva maya. Ma. Oh.
Greetings. Am I being heard? All right. I am Ken 38, the White Crystal Mirror, and I dedicate in order to reflect the universalized order. Look at that. I'm a little nervous, but I got you. Dedicate in order to reflect universalizing order. Wow. Feel the process of endlessness with the crystal tone of cooperation. I'm guided by the power of heart. I'm good. Thank you. Yes. So we are here on let me go ahead and read this one first. So we got the definition of the synchronistic human. This is good. It's gonna get me right. I'm already right, but this is really gonna put me right in alignment. Here we go. Someone who is able to be multidimensional while unifying energy from the synchronicities of natural time cycles towards the holonomic evolution of humanity, Mother Earth, and the galactic whole. I'm gonna read it one more time. I like to read this a couple times to really gauge everything that's being said here. So someone who is able to be multidimensional while unifying energy from the synchronicities of natural time cycles towards the holonomic evolution of humanity, Mother Earth, and the galactic whole. This is a quote from, or this is the definition from Nessa Harkins Kanishkawak. And, you know, I like this because it makes me think about the vast possibilities, you know what I mean? Like, from getting from start to finish, you know, like what we have the capabilities of, and it makes me grateful to have this school and to have these classes to maximize my potential of knowing all of the dimensions of myself. So thank you for that, Nessa Harkin. All right, and so this is the Hall of My Procedure course schedule. You can see here that we're actually on we'll just say week three for now, week three, and this is lecture three, the live session. There's two more self-study courses, there's two more self-study classes, and then we'll come back again on the sixth heptad for the last live session. And then, week seven, you'll be doing some projects. And all right, and so topics we're going to be covering tonight are, we're going to go over the Declaration of Remembrance. We're going to read the 13 Moon calendar. We're going to read over the Destiny Oracle. We're going to read the Hollow Mind Perceiver, the 6+1 Mental Spheres, and the pre-consciousness, subconscious, waking conscious, continuing conscious, superconscious, and subliminal conscious. These are all mental spheres in the mind. Right. So the Declaration of Remembrance, to engage in the daily practices that will assist us with effectively identifying, developing, and accessing the energies of the seven mental spheres. These are the thinking layers of the cosmos. In order to experience our realities through radialized perception, as a result, we will be able to harmonize with the synchronicities of the law of time, space, and ultimately continue the development of the fourth-dimensional telepathic communication medium, the noosphere. And this is just a good reminder to, you know, these concepts that we learn to actually take in every day, put them into practice, to every, you know, every plasma, to, you know, really take the energy and use it to work to transform, to access more of our memory so that we can eventually get to this place with this noosphere, this thinking layer of the earth, and have it on a large scale. All right, and this here is the 13 Moon calendar. And, you know, this calendar here is this natural time, the natural solar cycle. each moon, there's 13 moons, and each moon has 28, you know, we like to call them plasmas instead of days, because we're not in the days, 28 plasmas. And this is a total of 364 plasmas, including the day out of time, which is on July 25th. And, you know, this is that particular day we celebrate. We celebrate and have, you know, things of that nature. Yeah, and so this calendar it removes the programs from the Gregorian calendar, you know, from when we being immersed in that, it removes the programs when we follow this calendar, every plasma and synchronize the energies that come along with it, you know, it opens us up to accessing more of our memory. And this here is the synchrometer. And what it does is this is the visual of how it puts all of these cycles and calendars together. So right now we're in the lunar moon, which is the second moon of the 13-moon calendar. And as you can see, this is the blue rhythmic storm year, the power of self-generation, okay? And this is based on a 265-day solar cycle. And this goes from August 23rd through September 19th. Okay, and the totem animal is the scorpion. And every moon asks a question. This moon is asking, what is my challenge? Okay, and as you can see, every moon has seven radial plasmas. And each of these are connected to a chakra that we access on that particular plasma. They're each associated with, you know, a day of the Gregorian week. Each moon has four heptads. You know, we prefer to call them heptads as opposed to weeks. And they each have a certain energy that they carry with it as well. So the first heptad, you know, this red heptad is where knowledge initiates view. And this second heptad, the white heptad, is where humility refines meditation. And the third heptad, the blue heptad, is where patience transforms conduct. So, you know, each of these add on to each other. You know, once you've acquired the knowledge that kind of opens up your perception to, you know, a better way of performing, a better way of doing something, you know, evolution, then, you know, the humility has to kick in and we refine our meditation. And then with patience, it transforms conduct. And then, you know, we acquire the power that ripens the fruit. Okay. And we're currently on Gamma, which is, you know, in sync with Sunday, the Gregorian Sunday. And this is the 24th plasma of the lunar moon, and you know it's in alignment with the 15th day of the ninth month of the Gregorian calendar, and kin number 70. All right. And so this is the 260-day galactic cycle, the Zolk'in spiritual calendar, you know, for cosmic memory. And what we have here are the 20 solar seals of these dynamic frequencies of light that, you know, are the expressions of the Creator that are within us. Okay, and we have the 13 galactic tones that, when put together, create these 260 faces of the Creator that, you know, we go through every plasma, and as we go through these, we access more of our memory. And there's 52, these green squares are the 52 galactic activation portals, you know, and these are their portals to our memory. These are, you know, they have extra energy that we want to tap into. When we're aware of it, we want to meditate on and focus on more of our memory, focus on accessing more extra sensory perception, things of that nature. Okay. And this is the for this plasma, and we're in the White World Bridger Wade spell, and this is based on the 260-day sacred cycle in 70, the White Overtone Dog. And it reads, I am power in order to love, commanding loyalty. I feel the process of heart with the overtone tone of radiance. I am guided by power of endlessness. I am power in order to love, commanding loyalty. I feel the process of heart with the overtone tone of radiance. I am guided by the power of endlessness. We're going to one more time to lock it in to the heart and mind. I had to read this before I started because I felt the nerves. I got caught up for a second, but even going through this right now, again, it's like it's empowering already. I love it. So, power in order to love, commanding loyalty. I seal the process of heart with the overtone tone of radiance, and I am guided by the power of endlessness. Ashe, and Ashe, oh. And I like to think about this with the wave spell, you know, and just how we're empowering ourselves to end cycles in order to love. I'm grateful for this. Ashe, oh. All right. The compassionate one. This is the reading for the archetype. So not the affirmation, but, you know, it gives us an idea of how the energy of this particular, archetype, the energy that it gives us. Okay, so let me actually, I got to blow this up so I can see it. And it reads, I am the compassionate. Then is my number complete. I am the ageless comforter, the loyal one. Love is my law. Wise am I in the ways of empathetic knowing. From my two hands of light, I radiate goodwill to all beings in all kingdoms. I raise my right hand, palm open and free, no secrets in me. In the absence of fear, there is nothing to hide. All heart, patience, and kindness. This is the deepest, all-pervading, universal wisdom. Nothing exists that is not an expression of this all-embracing love. For love is the manifest power of compassion. To know me is to remember that love is the light that holds the dreaming together. Ashe, and Ashe.
Ashe.
Okay, and I get the honor to bring up Nesta Parker, Denise Kowak, the Synchronistic Human School of Enlightenment Chancellor and founder. He's also the co-founder of MIMIC. He initiated the Synchronistic Order Assessment Reading, the SOAR Reports, which are pretty amazing if you ever get to see one. Very, very in-depth information about your archetype and your specific archetype with your date of birth. This is amazing information on that. So he's got over 1,000 one-on-one synchronicity coachings and sessions, which, man, let me tell you, coachings are amazing. You absolutely need to be in very teaching in that, very powerful help that you will receive. A sacred geometry practitioner, master teacher. You've got 20 consecutive semesters of teaching the law of time and the hollow mind perceiver. Additional courses taught, the 13-month calendar, law of time, from a psychology of multidimensional being one, law of time, psychology, multidimensional being two. the law of holonomy, the hollow mind perceiver, 21 levels, telepathic remembrance group, the TRG. That's also very amazing to be a part of. And synchronomics, the economic initiative. And I'll say this is somebody who embodies his archetype. I'm so grateful to have been able to be able to see him operate. You know, I learned from him, as I'm sure we all do. I will yield the mic and bring up our master teacher, Nessa.
I am the world changer, coded by the blue star. My number is 19, the power of all numbers. I am the master alchemist, the force behind the philosopher's stone. Skill, the art of transmutation. I am the catalytic transformer of world consciousness and planetary living. I oversee the changes. I am the thunder that shatters your world system. I am the transport of clouds through the light. Of the avatar archetype to appear in the ancient temple grounds. I oversee them. For the great regeneration of the world soul, to know me, to know your own power of self-generation. To know me is to know your own power of self-generation. Self-generation is power. I am the transport of power through the lighting.
And once you pick up the rhythm of the Gregorian calendar versus the 13-month calendar, you begin to see the connection between endless wars, because there's confusion and division in the Gregorian calendar. And when you move into or evolve
greetings and in like
to this new
welcome,
calendar,
welcome.
As we said, we end the
third lecture. This is our first live lecture, though, of the Hollow Mind Perceiver. So before I get a big shout out to our beloved brother, Ken, number 38, for doing an incredible job, really coming in, sharing the information so that we can get an idea of the cascading and the different dimensions of the calendars and echoes that we synchronize to open up our mind differently. And it's a learning curve to it. It's not something that is taught this way in the mainstream. Radialized memorization is different than going to grade school. So it's a very powerful process, and understand that we are accessing our memory. Scientists say that we have over 100 million years of memory stored in our cerebellum. Probably we're only using about 100 years to 200 years. So we're not using 1 millionth of our potential. Okay? So you hear me on here talking, I see that as a growing concern. The more memory that we access for the smartphones and the different computers and tablets and everything, the less memory that we're using in our own brain, all right? So this is the opportunity for us to do something different. Let's go ahead and have everybody come to class. I'm going to go ahead, and those of you that want to put your camera on, I'd like to have you put your camera on and come on with us. I'm going to stretch this out. You know, I love to see faces and names and really get on here so we can get in an intimate setting to evolve. All right. 163, how are you? All right. Here we go. There you are. What's going on, man? Skin 41. What's up? What's up? Thank you for getting on. Come on, everybody get on. Don't be worried about how you look, and I ain't camera ready. Nobody cares about all that. We on here to evolve. And so this is your time to be able to do so. All right? But come on, come on, come on. Don't be afraid. Don't be trying. I got people beautifying right now. Come on, come on, come on. Hey, Pam. What's going on, 229? What's going on, Moot, my aunt Nefer? Habibula, Ken 178. Starfly, what's going on? Come on, come on, come on. I ain't going to even get started. We got at least 10 people on here. We got 28 people. Let's go ahead and get on here. All right, look at this beautiful picture up here. Come on. All right, all right. Andy B, what's going on the West Coast, West Side? 199, Rhonda, how are you? Great having you read the prayer this morning. 229, what's going on? You be sneaking on here, and she don't really smile. What's going on, Nubia? How are you? Glad to have you online. Thought Seer, Doctor, what's going on? My brother, my brother, my brother. All right, Lisa Campbell, Ken 165. So we are tied. Asha, my planetary partner, what's going on? Ken number 60, how are you? All right, y'all see this? Let me go ahead and take I'm going to go ahead and take a screenshot. I know NDB don't want me to, but she's like, hold up, hold up, hold up. We're going to take a screenshot, you know, and I'm gonna save this. These are all the people that decided to come here today to evolve. What's going on, brother? Ivory Keenan, what's going on? Holding down Tuskegee, Alabama, what's going on? So you see, just the energy of people coming on that's serious about moving forward with this particular, is not being taught in the higher institutes. It's not being taught at Oxford or, you know, Brown University, no Ivy League school, no what we're talking about tonight. So consider yourself very fortunate to receive this evolutionary knowledge so that you can advance yourself. And if you can advance yourself, let me tell you something that I figured out. You can advance your life. All right? Everybody feeling good? Y'all ready? Yeah. I'm getting these looks like, oh, I don't know what to expect there, Tohaka. Ken 178 all the way from Soul's Purpose Healing. I think she might be streaming this on her blog talk radio show, so give thanks for her. And so here we are. We are just getting into this, and we're going to get started with the lecture. Thank you all for coming on. Of course, my name is Nancy Harker Kanishkawak, and for the last 8 years, I've been studying and teaching the law of time and for mine perceived feverishly. And it's interesting, if I'm telling everybody, we're not using 100 of the 100 plus million years, we're not using 100 now of the 100 plus million years of memory, it really should piss y'all off, because we can't move forward. We don't have the memory, the strength of mind, the focus to overcome the challenges that's in the reality that we created for us to live in and evolve through. Okay? So what is the next thing to do? Complain? No, the next thing to do is say, well, teach me, show me about this whole mind and how I can tap into it so I can be more effective in my life. And that's kind of what happened to me, but I just kind of backed into it. I didn't know what to expect 8 years ago. I really didn't. I just thought, interesting, when I started looking and reading this material, nobody taught it to me. Nobody sat down and said, well, this is what you put on this side and this is what you put on that slide. I read the material and I asked of the technicalities, and I said, this is what we need, this science of mind. And it kind of like, if you ever seen the movie Lucy, you know, back in the day, you know, Lucy, they were showing what her capabilities was after she reached 20% brain capacity, 30 and 40% brain capacity. So she was able to do different things with how they were talking about what we could do with the different states of consciousness. And then I saw this, what I'm going to share with you tonight. I said, this is the science behind that. And perhaps if I learn it, and I figured out I couldn't learn it, I had to remember, it was already in my in those 100+ million years of memory, I had to take a different approach of reestablishing and acquiring that knowledge. And so I'm willing to share everything with you. Now, let me ask you something. If I'm doing it and I'm effective with it, and I'm willing to share with you step by step, word for word, what I need, what to do and what not to do, what to say and what not to say. If I was willing to show you how to do it and you had the ability to listen, do you think you could potentially do it yourself if I showed you? You see, I think that I would do anything if somebody showed me how. I say. And so with this, let's go ahead and get into this first part because this is, of course, the science of the synchronic order, all right? And so we have a 3D physical avatar that houses the spirit, and we focus our will, and we focus our will so that we can materialize things on the physical plane. We may call it the terrestrial level, the gravitational plane. So we have these innate inside of us, but we have this physical avatar, and it's like a cosmic antenna that receives transmission, and then we, to show us what to focus on or what we're capable of, and then we focus, and then we can materialize what's in the head and what's in the mind into our physical reality. And the better we get at it, the more we remember and discover the fullness and the power of God that's in us. Ashe? That's what we're doing that, and in looking at that, there's also a fourth dimensional part of us. Now, the fourth dimensional part of us is the etheric body we call the spirit, right? The human spirit, right? The life force energy. But the human spirit, what it does is it speaks from higher states of consciousness into our mind, into our physical avatar, so we can focus and follow the instructions from the intuition. Here's the problem. Most of us don't follow our intuition. We follow artificial programs before we follow the intuition because we don't know if it's the devil talking to us or not. We don't know if it's somebody with spiritual warfare talking to us or not. And let me tell you something. We talked about today in this session earlier about the topic of love. And let me tell you something. The things that are aligning with you, they are aligning with you with how you align with yourself. So if you got spiritual warfare, you got a spiritual internal war going on inside yourself. And you're magnetizing it in the physical level. If you truly love yourself, then other people are going to love you. Because when you reach these different states of consciousness, right, higher states of consciousness, you don't experience with people at the lower states of consciousness. That's why its value is figuring out how to elevate your mind to these higher states of consciousness. And you can truly change your reality. This is why we talk about frequency equals currency. Okay? The currency is the circumstances that you find apparent in your life. And the frequency is the vibration or the level of intelligence that you're operating from. As you project that energy out and it reflects back to you exactly the frequency that you projected out. And if we have that degree of self-acceptance, all right, if something shows up in our life, we don't have to accept it. We could just say, oh, it's just reflecting that I'm on a lower frequency than what I thought. So don't let your ego get in and say, nah, that ain't me. I know I done already did this and that, and I done did. Okay, well, you know what? That might be true, but you know, you are a sum total, I am too, of all the thoughts and the behaviors that I've had up to this point, and it got me right where I am. So if I don't like where I am, I'm going to have to make some adjustments. Okay? So let's look into this. All right? So let's talk about the hollow mind perceiver. What does it consist of? Now, this is a vast system. Okay? This is something that is really vast. There's 21 levels. Are 21 courses to master this. The highest we've gotten so far is 8. We got people to one course per year, all right? And we're working on it. We're getting better and better every year at being able to simplify this and make this more powerful so people can use it and take possession of their mind over these programs. Okay, so what does it consist? A universal recollection. That's UR codes, which are the harmonics, and it through plasma. So the consciousness of the harmonic, the consciousness of the geometry of sound, travels through plasma. The sun communicates through coronal mass ejections, and that's plasma. Okay? Everything in consciousness travels through plasma and communicates through plasma. This is how we're able, this is why we call each day a radio plasma. And this is how the cosmos communicates with us in an innate level. Okay? We have plasma. So when we receive the download or we open up our crown chakra and the thousand petal lotus opens up from the light, just like a flower, and we receive data, right? That where number comes in and forms our corpus callosum and our pineal gland. And then it travels down through cerebral spinal fluid. We call it Christ oil to lubricate the chakras. It ends up in the heart, and then the heart takes that same plasmatic code and changes the blood quality over a period of time. So when we receive data, right, and we go ahead and allow this process to take place, and let me tell you what happens. Most of us block it. We block it because we have fear, we have pride, we have all these different desires that turn into addictions. We have apathy. We have things we feel guilty about. And these are all blockers from this going through the chakras so that we can fully be activated with what we receive in the body, and the body will catch up. And I'll just tell you this, and I can prove this to you just by someone that wants to lose weight or be fit. Someone who's really obese makes a decision, I'm ready to evolve my body. I'm tired of being sluggish. So they start working out. And what happens is that image in their mind of what they're going to become, they are non-negotiable about it. So now what happens is the body has to say, okay, we're going to have to formulate a new approach because this individual now wants to have this type of physique. And so the more you focus on that in the mind and your behavior follows, your body has to transform into the body. It has to transform. I don't care about genetics or any of that. If you stay focused and you keep the behavior and you keep on keeping on, if it takes a year, 2 years, 3 years, you're going to transform your body into the physique that you want. The plasma, right, the code in the plasma is telling your body, the neurological receptors is telling your body, this is the order from higher consciousness. And it's going to be hard at first because they're used to another code, right? So you're going to get challenges. Are you sure? Changing the physical body. If we can do it with the physical body, can we do it with our physical reality? And many of us have been doing it. We just don't really know how we've been doing it. All right? So 48 universal recollection codes. So this is to help us recall or remember. And this remembrance comes through plasma. There's something called the 10 plus 1 circuits that are part of this grid that I'm going to show you. And it encapsulates the solar system. Did you know that the solar system is part of our mind according to this topic? The solar system is consciousness and it's actively communicating with us. That's why we call it the whole mind. Now, the key is how do we access it? What is it saying? What are the different alignments saying? There's also nine time dimensions, right, that helps us evolve space or evolve material in space. Now, we're going to talk about tonight the mental spheres, which are the cosmic thinking layers. Right? And as we process it in our brain, it goes through that same process, through the corpus callosum, down the cerebral spinal fluid, and lubricate the chakras, and then the blood quality changes the body to align with the cosmic thinking layers. All right? There's five courts of power. So some of you that are listening to this, what we do, just to tell you, is we started the class 3 weeks ago. But we usually let people sit and we have two of them that are live. So we let people sit on the live one so they can have an idea of how vast this is and how detailed and sophisticated it is to see if they want to challenge themselves to be able to access and implement into their lives. And just like anything else, it takes practice. So the five courts of power deals with manifestation. So anytime I'm locating something on the grid or there's some activations, I'm going to show you I see the different courts of manifestation that I can work from, and I'm going to show you versus telling you. And then there's three holons. Now, we talked about them early. There's the physical avatar holon, there's the spiritual holon, and then there's the fifth dimensional part that's the electronic light body of synthesis. This is the part that focuses something happened and it went out, huh? This is the part of us that focuses with the Akashic Records. It focuses with us in a very, very different way. Let's see if we can back up here. There we go. All right. So the three, hold on. So there's three different beings. There's the physical being that's governed by the will in this body. There's the spiritual being that communicates this divinity through intuition. And then in the middle, there is the fifth dimensional being that's the electronic light body that's connected to the chakras and the central nervous system. And when they all are working together, we call it the equilateral triangle, we can manifest, according to these teachings, we can manifest any and everything in an instant. The key is to get ourselves in alignment and out of these blockages. Okay? So that's just to give you an idea. So we're going to start with the, what we call the 6+1 mental spheres, okay? Now, with these mental spheres, each of them contains something different. And this, we can access consciousness. This is before consciousness. I want everybody to tap the right rear side, right here. Okay, just touch it. Hold it. This is the right side of the cerebellum, and this is the part that we can tap into preconsciousness. Do I have anybody that would like to read what we have here on the screen for preconsciousness? Anybody want to volunteer? If you do, just indicate in the chat, or you can raise your hand if you'd like to read. 41, you want to read? I see you moving, but I'm not sure if you're saying. I'll give you a mic. Don't worry about that. But I just need to, just can you indicate in the chat, yes, you want to read? That's what that, okay. All right, so Ken 41 is going to read this particular session. So here we go. Let me give you a mic. I'm going to give everybody a mic, but make sure you keep your mic off unless you actually are going to be speaking, okay? That'll make it simple. All right. So Nan, go ahead and activate your mic.
Yep.
Yeah, you on. We can hear you, man. How are you? All right, so I'm going to mute mine. So go ahead and read this slide, and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit about it. Go ahead. Yeah, it's a little broken, though. It's a little – it's your connection? Okay. We'll come back to you. So don't worry about it. But thanks for volunteering. Let me read this one, and we'll get some other people to read, okay? So it says, this sphere contains karmic patterns. So you're going to hear me talking a lot about your galactic karma. So if you want to know sometimes why people have bad luck, okay? Why nice people are having bad things happen to them, we don't know what karma is associated with their past lives. So everything that we're from perspective is because of our past life karma, and we're supposed to remember and figure that out with the unfolding of this through this journey. So this mirror contains karmic patterns, past life dormant annals, thought form, racial archetypal memory. All right, so we remember
This is why all of them, all 260 kids are in your memory, and they've been trying to speak to you, but we've been distracted by the system and the programs that the system tells us to focus on. Okay? So racial archetypal memory in all of the primal instinctual programs and autonomic functions. So the autonomic functions is like what beats your heart. We don't ever say, hey, hold on a second, everybody. I got to go beat my heart for a second. It just beats automatically. This mental sphere serves as the resonance chamber of the physical body where paranormal faculties. So what is paranormal? Beyond normal faculties are developed and stored. How are they developed and stored? Through your practices of the synchronic order of how the synchronic order being the power of nature, how nature unfolds naturally. This fear is the producer, watch this, of all parapsychological phenomena and paranormal faculties. It's the place, all is an absolute, untapped psychic energy. Now go ahead and touch that part of your brain again. It's the sphere, it's the place of all the untapped psychic energy. Now let me ask y'all a question. Could you use some of this psychic energy sometimes when you don't know what to do?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Can you use this power to help you figure out things that may be complex? Absolutely. So this is where we go into our quiet space in place, and we tap into this untapped psychic energy, and it nudges us mainly through instinct and through intuition and tells us what to do. So now I'm going to show you how to listen to it, though. You see, we don't trust enough in the unlimited power of the self to listen to it. So we get a hunch, and then we said, yeah, you know, I thought that might have happened, but I didn't feel comfortable doing it that way. Let me tell you, most of the time you're not going to feel comfortable for this reason. The intuition is speaking from a higher level of consciousness than you're operating at. So every Dali, every time Dali comes up on the 13-moon calendar, this, as part of the practices of the synchronic order, we all focus on pre-consciousness so that we can get the predisposition of what we need to focus on for the seven-day heptad. Okay? All right. And alpha-alpha says it corresponds with radioplasma Dali and hyperplasma. That's something that's more intense than a plasma, alpha-alpha. So when you're talking about alpha, talking about a meditative state, alpha state, okay? So it's a purely meditative state in order to get into preconsciousness. That's what they're telling you here, okay? This is the Owl of Mind perceiver chart. So what happens is as we receive this idea in our crown chakra, it projects an overlay. Can everybody see the brain, the head, right? See the head right here? So this just projects an overlay that wraps around the brain. And so this would be the area of preconsciousness. So you have to turn and look the opposite way. All right? So this is the rear right side of the brain right here. So oftentimes, you know, when I want to go into preconsciousness, I will, in my psychic power, I just go like this and close my eyes and I breathe. And the ideas just start coming. The downloads just are coming. And let me tell you, they've never been coming like this, but all I do is follow the instructions that come with it. I'm not afraid because I know it's coming from higher mind. It's not there to deceive me, all right? So when you see the chart, so we actually plot different things on this. This is how we are able to understand the mind power that we're working with from this particular perspective. Let's go to the next one. The sub or the unconscious. The sub or unconscious. The unconscious is the mental sphere that contains conditioned thoughts. We have it mastered. A lot of conscious people, there's a lot of people that are self-aware, but if we don't understand and understand and overstand how the subconscious works. The subconscious work is a mere reflection of your heart. So if you got a lot of judgment in your heart, then it's going to tell your subconscious to go out and grab that type of judgment in the physical to reflect it back to you what's in your heart. Now, many of us get mad and say, why is that happening to me? I stopped doing it. I said, oh, this is great. It's showing me what I can't see from my mind, what's in my heart. So I need to change my heart, right? As a man, as a woman, thinketh in his or her heart, then so is he, then so is she. So if I can see what's in my heart, I can effectuate change. Ashe?
Ashe.
So the unconscious is the mental sphere that contains condition. How are we conditioned? From the program. We're not conditioned from the synchronicity. That's what we're trying to get you to do by following these collegial cycles. And look at what it says. Contains conditioned and acquired thought reflexes. So that means the unconscious and the subconscious can acquire these thought reflexes from anywhere. Now, we get them from programs. We get them from institutes of learning. We get the programs tell us how to feel and how to think and how to interpret. And so once we start doing that at a certain pattern, the subconscious mind, the unconscious, plays it back for validation. And so many of us just accept what comes back to us and say, oh, this always happens to me. I always get looked over. Somebody's always trying to do this, or somebody's always still trying to do that. And so we get caught up in what's called victim mentality. But as we take an oath, as we go deeper into this, we take an oath of self-acceptance. What does self-acceptance mean? It can empower over your life. I am the source. I am the creator of my own experience. Once you make that oath, everything that shows up is your fault. And if everything that shows up is your fault, you can fix it by making some adjustments with. Now, if you're a prideful person, you may have the idea that the power that you have is outside of you. So if the power that you see is outside of you, you will always be a victim of circumstance. And we'll have to beg for forgiveness or have to beg so that we're able to acquire something that we have ourselves if we just accept that we are the source and the creator of our experience. Look at what else it says. This is the repository of rejected conscious stimuli. So when we reject thought, the frequency doesn't go away. It gets repressed and suppressed in our subconscious mind, and it pops up every now and again, right when we think we're about to get ahead. Right? So this is the repository of rejected conscious stimuli and of the automatic derived complexes perceived as reality. Okay, if you have any technical difficulties, just let me know, and I'll make sure that you have the replay for this. Okay? All right, so what I want to do real quick, I want to read to you the psychoanalysis of what a complex is, because let me tell you what happens. First, we have an internal conflict, Deanna. Don't worry about it. I know you're trying to get on, and if you can't, we're going to have the replay, and the replay will be clear, okay? So we'll make sure we get that to you right after this, okay? All right, complex definition. I'm going to read it to you. I want you to look it up and read where it says psychoanalysis. Okay, here's what it says, psychoanalysis, a related group of emotionally significant ideas. Now, are we emotional people? Yes. Are we passionate people? Yes. But guess what? We have to exercise our right to have emotional intelligence, emotional maturity, because this is what influences the logical and reasoning part of the mind. It overrides the logic. The emotions can. So a related group of emotionally significant ideals that are completely or partly repressed. So it ain't got to be fully repressed or suppressed, and that cause psychic conflict. Can your trauma cause you a psychic conflict. Yes. Right? And once it becomes a psychic conflict and it creates another psychic conflict and they start joining together, that's what creates a conflict. So it's harder to undo. It can be undone, but it's harder to undo. The psychic conflict leads to abnormal states or behaviors. So can your trauma send you into some abnormal mental state and some abnormal behaviors? Can you be triggered into something that's a behavior that's not your normal way of doing things? Absolutely. So now let's go back to what it says. The unconscious or this is a repository of rejected conscious stimuli, things that you've been aware of that stimulated your consciousness, and you said, oh, I can't think that. Oh, I can't do that. I got to reject that and tuck it away in your subconscious mind. The worst thing we could ever think, that if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. When it's out of sight, it's in your subconscious mind, and it's influencing you, and you don't know where it's coming from. So we have to be very careful. All right? So this is a repository of rejected conscious stimuli and of the automatic derived complexes. Now, why are they automatic? Because they're coming from programs to build this. And guess what? They're perceived as reality. It didn't say that they are reality. They're perceived as reality, but truly they're illusion. I'll call an illusion in this course, for the purposes of this lecture, anything that changes is an illusion. Your body is an illusion because it changes. That which never changes is real, it's true, and it's not. I repeat, it's not an illusion. It's real because it never changes. All right? So now dealing with different thoughts, judgments that are repressed, and then those create emotions in the heart. But then when something starts feeling like or resembling the past, the heart just triggers us. And the heart is said to have more electrical impulses than the brain. If you want to be able to change your mind, you got to have a change of heart. This corresponds with radioplasma cellae, which is connected to the root chakra. And it's the alpha beta. It's a half meditative and half awakened state through the informative samadhi. So what's unique about this is that we can re-engineer how our subconscious works or our approach to how we interact with our subconscious to get in life what it is that we want. All right? Let's go to the next one. Okay, see, here's the location. So everybody's right here, right above the eyebrow, right here. Yeah, there you go. Right? That's where the subconscious is according to this mind map. So anytime I'm dealing with programs that I need to override, anytime I'm dealing with judgment, right, or things that I'm ashamed of that I tucked away that I don't want nobody to know, I put my hand here and I ask for guidance on how to deal with it. Every time I get answers and instructions, I'm just real good at following those instructions, right? Okay? Is everybody with me so far? I'm not saying anything too crazy, right? Everybody good? All right, we're making it, all right. Now we move from conscious to unconscious, third mental sphere, which is waking conscious, or waking conscious. Okay, so let's watch this. This is the mental sphere. Of this mental sphere contains fleeting and moment-to-moment awareness and is responsive to immediate external stimuli. Now the key word is immediate. How many of you put things off and procrastinate? Just put I in the chat. Or you can raise your hand. You see, if you procrastinate, you can think about what if everything that you wanted procrastinated to get to you. Because how you are with yourself is how everything is going to be with you. The self being the power of God in us. Now, if you don't believe that the power is in you, then what I'm saying is not going to make sense. But if you can believe and know that, then you can align with yourself. And why wouldn't we align with our unlimited self better? Why wouldn't we? It's ourselves. It's connected to us. It's going to help us access all this memory that we're talking about. It walks with us. It talks with us. It supports us when nothing else will. Okay? It is meant to stabilize. So how many people sometimes feel unstable? So some people have an ordinary day and they're feeling unstable, right? They're feeling anxiety. They're feeling anger. They're feeling different things. So it's meant to stabilize ordinary consciousness into cosmic awareness. Now, this is why this is so profound. Once you become aware of the cosmos and its thinking layers and that you can access them, then we can no longer use "we didn't know" as an excuse. Awareness is the key to change. You know how many people I talk to that they can explain the problem better than they can explain the solution. They're aware of the problem. They can break the problem down for you, but they're still experiencing what they're experiencing because they've taken it on as a badge of honor. This state is meant to stabilize your ordinary consciousness and say, wait a minute. We don't have to be eradicated in any way based on life circumstance. Into cosmic awareness. This is how we free the will through consciousness. Anytime you see sphere, that means consciousness. Anytime you see a cube, that's all the possibilities in the world. So Pascal Votan, when they opened up his sarcophagus down in the in Mesoamerica, he had a cube and he had a sphere in his hand. The sphere represents all the consciousness, and the cube represents all the possibilities in the universe. And when you put them together, you get the evolution of consciousness. It corresponds with gamma, which is connected to the third eye. And the third eye has two critical points. One, it sees all the memories in the consciousness, and two, it sees the self as the unlimited power source in our body, as the spirit and the energy field. The Trinity is in you. The Trinity is in me. Right? So now we can exert our power for pre-consciousness. We can make our own progress from the unconscious, and we can stabilize our consciousness in the cosmic awareness and the synchronic order, and we can create our reality as we can create order. And it can happen again and again and again and again. And if it's available, why not? If somebody going to show you, why not? If we was back 5 or 10 years ago and we were about to invest in cryptocurrency and somebody, we'd be all over that. But let me tell you, your mind or time is the new currency. How you evolve consciousness is going to evolve how you prosper in your life. All right, so that's the third one. The fourth. Let's go back. Here's the location. So everybody touch right here. Front left, the front left side of your head or brain, right? So this is where your third mental sphere, right? And the fourth TD is fourth time dimension. So what happens in these mental spheres and time dimensions, we get access to some data, and the time dimension shows us how to evolve the data into physical experience and expression in our life. Okay, so we teach you these codes deeper in the classes. There's so much information. We can't just tell you this on the surface and you got it, and now you a synchronomat. You up here teleporting and all this kind of stuff. There's great responsibility that comes with this knowledge, and it's important that we're thorough. All right, let's go to the fourth mental sphere. Now let's see if we can have somebody who wants to read. Who wants to come in and jump in here and help me read? And then we just need a clear connection, and we'll have somebody come and read. Now, I knew you were going to do it, 163. I just knew it. She had it in her eyes, and I said, yeah, I'm going to read this. I said, let me ask somebody if they want to read. So, Kid 163, I'm going to yield my mic, and you can activate yours and go ahead and take this away.
Where is my mic? Can you all hear me okay? All right, so continuing consciousness is the sphere of disciplined concentration. Concentration means centering your mind on a fixed idea and focusing continuously or uncontinuously upon it for a prolonged period so that it becomes part of your waking consciousness. This is a sphere of the 4D etheric colon, the soul mind that responds to the 5D higher self. Of course, the radio plasma Kali and hyperplasma beta alpha higher mind control. Can I be? I feel like I need to read that again for myself.
You can read it again, go ahead.
Concentration means centering your mind on a fixed idea and focusing consciously or unconsciously upon it for a prolonged period so that it becomes part of your waking consciousness. I just needed to revisit that for myself. But I will yield the mic.
All right, great job. Thank you. So this is possible. So to continue our consciousness after we stabilize ordinary consciousness into cosmic awareness, now we got to focus our energy on what got downloaded to us. We're continuing our consciousness, and one of the keys to doing it is discipline. Discipline is like purification. Now, most people are undisciplined. They're not only undisciplined, they don't know how to concentrate. The least little thing distracts them, and I'm not criticizing them, but I'm just looking at all these gadgets and all these devices. You know, every time we get in a class now, every 5 minutes, see people looking down where they're checking their text messages. What happened when we didn't have no text messages? See, we got to focus, and focus means to be undistracted. That's what this is talking about. So this is where meditation, focus, this is where yoga, different types of yoga comes in, right? And I love what she says. Concentration means centering your mind. So you got to have, write this down, a distraction-free environment to continue your consciousness. If you got people saying, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? And you have to be in a distraction-free environment to do. And when you focus consciously or unconsciously, you can even focus unconsciously on it. For a prolonged period of time, it becomes a part of your reality. So another word for waking consciousness is it becomes a part of your physical reality. And that's how it happens. Okay? And this puts us in a position of higher mind control. So before you can be telepathic, you have to demonstrate some emotional intelligence. You have to demonstrate that you can focus long enough for something to go from one state to the other. And so you have to control your mind. And if you can't control your mind, how you think you're going to control somebody? How you think you're going to keep somebody from trying to control you if you can't control yourself? Right? So continuing consciousness, this is where you see these disciplines that people have, these practices that they do them every day. I do my practices every day. And then it becomes, it's like the Fibonacci sequence, it just becomes in nature. And it just happens. You see? So people who are inconsistent, you're not going to be able to tap into this higher mind control. You got to be consistent. And it's not always easy to be consistent, but if you do it anyway, you're going to overcome the circumstances that come along with it. So now this is in the left rear part of the brain. So go ahead and touch the left side rear. That's the left side of the cerebellum. That area helps you focus and concentrate your energy to gain higher mind control. And this is where you can move through telekinesis. You can move things with your mind. And so at first I couldn't do it, so I started holding my hand back here to try to move different objects with my mind, you know? And it started working better. I'm still working on it, but it's still working better when I have it, my hand on that area, because it's having me focused and remember that this is how I'm continuing my consciousness and this down, folks. Let's go to the next one. Adila, you want to read again? Okay, I yield the mic.
Super consciousness. This is a sphere of the fifth dimensional higher self or electronic body. It is the receiver station for telepathic mind programs from higher dimensions. It is the seat of cosmic consciousness that is activated by natural mind meditation. Super consciousness refers to the meta consciousness beyond space-time programming.
Okay. So this is also, let me make sure. Yeah. This is God consciousness. Super consciousness is God consciousness, where you can communicate with God, but you have to have an open heart to receive the knowledge. Right? So let's go back to it. It's the sphere of the fifth dimensional higher self or electronic body. So the electronic body that communicates with what we talk about the most is star Sirius. The sun is another vehicle, right, of the electronic body that communicates with through the language of light of this electronic light body, fifth dimensional self that's communicating with us in its formations of sacred geometry, et cetera. So now we got to have a receiver station. Now the archetype that connects with this is the wizard. The wizard deals with receptivity. Most of us are excellent givers and poor receivers. They're different sides of the same coin. You can't have a giver without a receiver or a receiver without a giver. You have to become a great receiver and not reject. You know, that somebody tries to help you and you're like, oh, no, I got it. I'd be doing that too. But I didn't check myself and say, wait a minute, you got to be a good receiver. You see, we don't want nobody doing them for us because we don't want to owe them nothing. Well, they just going to have to deal with it. They ain't going to owe me nothing. If I help somebody, if I let somebody help me, if they say I owe something, okay, I owe something, and I'll keep it pushing. The receiver station of telepathic mind programs from higher dimensions for you to use what? On the gravitational plane. So this is the beginning stage of how we access the telepathic quantum on alpha, which is the fifth plasma and the fifth mental sphere. Okay? It is the seat of cosmic consciousness that's activated by natural mind meditation. And it's superconscious refers to metaconscious beyond space and time program. That means the programming doesn't affect you at the superconscious level. All right? So I want you to touch the right side of your ear, right above your right ear. This is the area that the superconscious is in. I start touching this area when I wanted to receive the telepathic mind program. And I was afraid at first because I was like, man, what if I mess something up? What if I see something bad happen to somebody and I can't tell them? I thought all these fears popped up, so I had to put my emotions in check to do it. Right? Right here. Okay? So now we move from the fifth mental sphere, we move to the sixth mental sphere, subliminal consciousness. Ooh-wee, some of y'all have the gift of the subliminal consciousness. All right? Anybody else want to read? Want to give a little break? Who want to read? 164, come on up here. You got a mic?
Am I being heard?
You are. You can turn up your volume just a little bit. I'll yield the mic.
Okay. Is that better? Okay. Gratitude. All right. Subliminal consciousness. This is the sphere of parapsychic super mental access. Subliminal means below threshold. It is the subliminal sphere or plane of mind that processes signals and thought frequencies beyond the metasensory threshold of the biological organism. Programming, conventional third dimensional mental program. This mental sphere is the seat of our telepathic scanning system and interdimensional program. Subliminal means that we are operating independent of past and future. This is how people can connect entities on different planes of existence or in different galaxies. Corresponds with plasma, Lemmy and hyperplasma, hyperneuronic, subliminal, blue door, aluminic force field.
Right, excellent. So this is where paranormal activity takes place. So you have different people that can connect with entities beyond this plane of existence. Let's go back with it quickly and unpack it a little bit. This is a sphere of parapsychic supermental access. So to have supermental access to something, you got to be a receiver station to super consciousness. Subliminal is below the threshold, so you don't see it. It's like the iceberg theory. The tip of the iceberg is about one-third or one-fourth of the iceberg. The rest of it is below the water, right? So it's beyond the plane of mind that processes signals and thought frequency beyond the metasensory. So like there's a metaphysical, physical being. It's me. It's you. A metasensory beyond the senses into what we call extrasensory perception of the biological organism. So who is the biological organism that they're talking about? Somebody put that in the chat. Who is the biological organism that they are talking about? Us. Us. We are the bio. We are part of the biosphere of the earth. Us. This is a sphere for reprogramming third dimensional mental programs. So can it program what happened in slavery? Yes. Can it program what happened with other traumas? Yes. Can it program or deprogram the different things that we are dealing with that we can't shake as habits? Absolutely. And it is the seat of our telepathic scanning system. So once we get into scanning and these interdimensional programs where we get these downloads from, the downloads tell us where to look and where to focus. And this helps with our efforts in remote viewing. We have people that actually review remote view on other planets. That's powerful. So we're working up to that in our telepathic remembrance group. So we are not only talking about this, like when I started 8 years ago, we were just talking about this, and it was so fascinating. Now we're living it through the telepathic remembrance group, and we'll be bringing that back in December. Every December we have it, okay? Let's look at this part. Subliminal means we're operating independent of the past and future. In the world of the absolute, the past and the future have already has happened. A to Z is the same distance to A to B in the world of the absolute. That's why I'm gearing you to focus on absolute intelligence instead of artificial intelligence. It pales in comparison, and one of them expires, and one of them inspires into infinite. The absolute intelligence inspires you into being an infinite mind wave and access eventually your immortality. This is how you can contact people or entities on different planes of existence. So anytime I'm dealing with entities beyond this plane of existence, I am actually touching the left side. So go ahead and touch the left side right above the left ear. Okay, and in my mind and in my heart, I actually have said, meet me in the sixth mental sphere. Meet me in the sixth time dimension. You know, the planet that I operate from is Pluto. Meet me in the sixth time dimension on Pluto. And you know, I've had some great interactions with entities beyond this plane of existence. It will blow your mind. I don't even talk about it because I don't need to brag about it. But it's happening. It's happening, and if it can happen for you, it can happen for me. But you're going to have to remove these barriers that you created for yourself as a way to protect you, but now it's suffocating you, you'll see. And now it's time to go beyond that. Yes? Let's look at the hollow mind perceiver. Go ahead, Ken 164. Go ahead and give us some more. You know, look at that. Did y'all plan that? Did y'all plan that on me, 163 and 164? Y'all teaming up for me. You think you slick. You see that? Y'all right next to each other. You can't make this up. I just noticed that. So you got to notice these synchronicities that are people, they're blindsided. All right, go ahead, 164. I yield the mic.
The hollow mind perceiver is our evolving organ, the neurospheric sensing device. It is localized in the central corpus callosum of the higher self. This is the seat of the soul memories and or Akashic records. The holomind perceiver is localized in the central corpus callosum of the higher self and telepathically imprint information on the corpus callosum of the 3D and 4D self. Study of meditation on the holomind perceiver prepares the mind to open to the galactic dimensions and receive an entirely new base of knowledge and perception. Corresponds with the radioplasma stereo and hyperplasma Sirius Beta 52 element 11 1/3 enlightenment.
Ooh-wee. Y'all done did it. Y'all done tapped into the higher mind perceiver. So when you get to the seventh mental sphere, the seventh dimension, right, of the mind, right, you access the whole mind. And we do this, we practice this on every cilio. So right now, every cilio is on Thursday. Every Thursday is cilio. So I practice accessing the hollow mind perceiver every cilio. Now, does it mean you can't access it any other day? No. But we go through the synchronic order. Now, I know some of y'all going to say, I just want to jump to get into the hollow mind perceiver. And you don't know what you're jumping into. You don't know what you're jumping into. You're not ready. You're not prepared. Right? So we got to prepare you. Right? That's your ego setting you up for a great fall. All right, so let's go back and unpack this, and then we're going to wrap up this part of it. All right, so it says the hollow mind perceiver is our evolving organ. So this is why I say evolution is the solution. The noosphere is the collective consciousness of the highest evolved humans on the planet, right? And this helps you sense, right? This noosphere helps you move into what we call extrasensory perception and telepathic knowing. All right, where is this location? It's in the central corpus callosum, right where the pineal gland is, of the higher self. This is the seat of the soul memories and or the Akashic records. The hollow mind perceiver is localized in the corpus callosum of the higher self and telepathically imprints. So every time we have a session, your fifth dimensional and your fourth dimensional self, whether you third dimensionally can understand what I'm saying or not, is imprinting knowledge on your corpus callosum to influence your will to open up and focus on this science. It's already lying dormant in your mind. Okay? And it imprinted on the 3D, the physical self, and the 4D, the etheric body, the spiritual self. Study of and meditation on, this is why we study and do classes, prepares the mind. Now, what happens if we don't prepare the mind? Trouble. Prepares the mind to open up the galactic dimension and receive an entirely new, that's beyond the planet, base of knowledge and perception. This corresponds with radioplasma cilio, which is connected to the heart chakra. This is why I tell you the heart is what changes the mind. And hyperplasma Sirius, what are we talking about? Sirius Beta is the Sirius B that revolves around the star Sirius A. And it takes 52 years to do it. That's why it says Sirius Beta 52. And Beta is an awakened state. Alpha is a meditative state. Delta and Theta take us further, right? Element 113 is the hollow mind perceiver. How many elements are on the periodic table, family? Come on, where are all my chemistry and my science folks? How many elements are on the periodic table? Tell me. Hurry up. Give me the answer. Come on, I know you know it. There we go, Adela. It's 112. So element 113 that transmutes the elements into a fourth dimensional arrangement is the hollow mind perceiver. Element 113. And you find that there are people that's tapping into it inadvertently. like Terrence Howard. He's looking at it from a whole mind or fourth dimensional perspective. He's getting criticized, but he's going to be celebrated later because the human consciousness is changing. And this is just the beginning. Nobody taught us in physics about element 113, so it's an entirely new knowledge base. They don't talk about it in Brown University or Harvard or Oxford in London. They don't talk about it, but I'm talking. So you don't know what you can access yet because we haven't accessed our whole mind yet. So we don't know our true potential. Is this making some sense, y'all? I know it's deep. I know it's deep. It's going to take some practice. You ain't going to just get this. You kept that some of y'all had to take chemistry over and physics over, and you had to take calculus over and statistics over, but this is like statistics. It's not easy. But guess what? It ain't easy being broke. It's not easy being sick. It's not easy not having nobody like you or want to be around you or want to work with you or think about you. It's not easy living an unfulfilled life. So if it ain't going to be easy anyway, let's go ahead and put our mind on the synchronic order. Go ahead and now try our hands at that. So now, we got the whole mind, 441 codes. If you count each one, it's a 21 by 21 matrix. It's 21 across, 21 down, and 21 depth. 21 times 21 is 441. We're in the 441st year to fully activate this nanochip in your mind to telepathically imprint what you have access to that you didn't know you had access to. So you don't need anybody governing your mental because can't nobody and no thing govern it better than the whole mind. So what you going to do now? Because knowledge is the key. Awareness is the key to change. Are you just going to take your chances being in Zen or whatever? No, you want to study this synchronic order. It's going to take you places you ain't been in this body yet. In this reality. So here's the assignment. We got to share the dimensions of the vectors. Now we're talking about geometry of the first mental sphere. Let me tell you what it looks like. So this is what we...
So I'm going to end that part of the teaching because I would love to hear from my listeners, and I want to bring it down to a simple lesson because what Neb is teaching can sound complicated, and really what it is, it's a new language for us. We are learning the language of light. When you study with Neb, which I've been doing for the last 3 weeks, it's studying a language of light. But I found this really beautiful teaching by a woman named Flora DeMaio. Some of you may have heard of her. But we're talking basically about ancient wisdom rising. And this sister brings it home so beautifully as to what we can focus on. I want to just play as we wind up. It's already been over an hour and a half. As we wind up, I want to give you a simple message about what we've been hearing for the last hour and a half from Neb Taharka and the synchronistic family. Beautiful family. I'm so grateful to be connected with them. And here is a simplified message of what he's been teaching and what we should all be thinking about, because evolution is the solution. So let's listen to this two-minute message, Ancient Wisdom Rising.
All of us have this longing to know and to understand the great mystery And I think and I feel and I know in my heart that we look around us and sometimes we don't know how to translate that longing. But it's very simple because everything we want to know is right here. This is the key. The heart is the key, serious language. And if we could just bring ourselves into this space right here and allow ourselves to become one with the universe, the cosmos, we are children of our gods. And when we long for them, when we pray to them, when we ask them, they're always answering us. So the biggest thing is to be still. We just don't take the time to be still. And so I can only answer that if we think of the breath, you know, if we just think of the breath as a vehicle of communication that would bring us and would center us, okay, then we're not separate from the great mystery. We're in the motion of the beauty.
Being in the motion of the beauty and being transformed is what this journey is all about. What we can think about as we end this evening of lots of information that we've been getting, and I hope it wasn't too overwhelming for some of you, but this is where we're going if we're going to evolve. And two things, why are we here is what you might think about. Why we are here, why did we incarnate? And one is to clear up galactic karma, and two, to fulfill our galactic purpose. And that's what soul purpose healing has been all about for over 11 years. I've been exercising the practice of teaching and sharing so that we can fulfill our galactic purpose. So as we leave, I want to introduce you to Jose Aguela. Some of you may be familiar with him. He is the man who really introduced the 13-month moon calendar and who taught about this for many years. And Neb Taharka, who you heard about from the last hour and a half, is carrying the torch forward from what Jose Aguela taught. So here's a little bit of history on Jose, who died in, I think it's 2011. And I hope this will help you see the root foundation of the 13 moon calendar, why it's important for us to start studying it, and so that we end this cycle of endless wars and bring in love. I believe after the 2 or 3 weeks I've been studying, that just looking at the Gregorian calendar of division and confusion, that's why we've been in these endless wars on a spiritual, metaphysical level. And if we can begin to study and move into the 13 moon calendar, I believe that's what will be the catalyst to start the psyche and the brain and everything moving into peace and love. So here's a little clip about Jose Aguela as we move into closing and what he represented, and here, and some of the music. The man played all kinds of beautiful music, and he wrote, he lectured. He was a beautiful soul that is still with us because many of us are carrying the torch forward for what he taught us. So Jose Aguela, let's go into the energy of who this man was and what he represents to us today.
Oh, Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the wind, hear me. I'm small and weak. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty and make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, and my ears sharp to your voice. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. I seek strength not to be greater than my brother, to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to behold the red and purple sunset. So when my life fades, is the fading sunset, my spirit may come to you without shame. Ayum unabku eva maya emaho. Ayum unabku eva maya emaho. Ayum unabku eva maya emaho.
I just love, love, love that video. Oh, my goodness. So powerful. Oh, it almost makes me want to cry because we can really experience Jose Aguilas in that video, his music, his words, his prayer. And that's what this movement to evolve is all about, is to experience our ancestors and gain the ancient wisdom that is lacking in today's society. If you don't think it's lacking, you're not paying attention. Now, if we don't have any questions, Kwame Sunhorse was here. Ken, he's Ken too. Thank you, Kwame, for visiting. And then Zelda, a grand evening, awesome teachers, 48 recollections. Reconsciousness, you know what? I forgot to post your question about reconsciousness and recollections, but I can always email Neb and get that answered for you. So if we don't have any more comments, let me go to Blog Talk Studio. No hands up in Blog Talk Studio. That I can see. I can imagine some people may have fallen asleep, but that's okay. This will be available on YouTube if they don't take it down. That video we saw was for educational purposes only. So just be sure to remember we have fair use on this show. That was so awesome. I hope everybody was awake to see that or come back and review the video at the end. It was just powerful. So thank you all for being here. Oh, I have two callers. So let me go to back to the studio and open up the mic. We have two callers on the On Air Everywhere Network. So your mic is open. Naima Latif, our executive producer, is on the On Air Everywhere studio. If we have callers, your mic is open.
Yeah, area code 805. Your mic is open. Go right ahead. Area code 805-570.
Hey, maybe they went to sleep.
Area code 805-570. make sure you call me. Okay, another call dropped. Okay, one more time. 805-570. Your mic is open. Go right ahead. Okay, maybe they drifted off or that's kind of on another line there. 10-0-7-0, are you there? Oh, well, we tried.
Yes, well, thank you, sister. It's been a long evening, but I am so grateful to have been able to bring this teaching to everyone and to remind everyone how important it is to evolve. Evolution is the solution. So we have so many problems in our country alone, not to mention the wars and more wars. But if we evolve into this knowledge, is what I'm believing, and as Neb teaches, we will see a change not just in our own lives, but I believe in the world. When the more people who take on this higher knowledge, this higher and evolve into this higher consciousness, we're going to see a change. But if you're stuck, in your old ways and your old beliefs, you're probably going to get the same thing. Remember, those who keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, they call that insanity. That's why we have what we have in our society right now, just an insane situation, more drama, more Twilight Zone. Pass the popcorn is what I say. It's like never ending. But as for me, I'm going to keep evolving. And I just hope and pray that all of you will catch the wave and begin to look into your purpose and role here on this planet and start making that move to evolve and become a higher conscious being that can lift this whole world up to peace and joy and love. So thank you all. Everybody, remember tomorrow, our sister Zelda will be sharing, the music of our brother who passed recently. Oh, can't remember his name right now. But join her tomorrow morning for Monday Morning Mindfulness. And we're going to look back on our musician who just passed this week. He was 77 years old, which is
see, who was it? I can't remember the name right now, but let's see. Beverly. Frankie Beverly. Yeah, Frankie Beverly. Thank you, Naima. Frankie Beverly. I've been playing his music and dancing to it all day. So the beauty that we can still hear his voice, that's the beauty of remembering brothers who pass on, fathers, friends, sisters, brothers. If we have their music, their pictures, they don't leave us. They don't leave us. They're still here. Frankie Beverly, I am going to download more of his music because I've always loved his music, but I just didn't have it in my iTunes. Now I got to put it in there just because he's talking to me in a way, but his music, We Are One, We Are One, that's one of my favorites. So everybody get some, come in tomorrow morning with Zelda, and we're going to celebrate Frankie Beverly. And until then, everybody have a good evening, and thank you all for joining me this evening. I hope that it was helpful and profitable for you in every way.
We've come to the end of our show today. Go to our website for the audio and video archives at www.thefemalesolution.com. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family joining us from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xie xie. India, danyabad. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, madas. Nigeria, esche. South Africa, Ndiabonga. Senegal, jere. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakur. Saudi Arabia and Palestine, shukran. Assalam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.
And to all my yogi friends out there, namaste, sat nam. Ooh, we all need to go visit Hawaii. They're struggling. They're really hurting on Maui. So I'm playing, thinking about I need to go to Maui again. I love, love, love that place.
90 seconds.
So aloha, my brothers and sisters. Stand strong. We're coming. We're coming. We're coming. We're going to have to visit again. All right, everybody have a great evening and keep smiling and keep rising in consciousness. Keep evolving. That's what we need on this planet to bring more love, love, love. Mwah. Love you.